Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. At 18 years old, Bernardo Strozzi entered the Capuchin Order as a novice, becoming a brother a year later. After 10 years of life and painting small devotional works in the Genoese monastery, he was granted permission to leave to provide for his recently widowed mother and unmarried sister. Outside the cloister, he became a priest and supported his family through painting, earning two nicknames, Il Cappuccino, as a former Capuchin friar, and Il Prete Genovese, meaning Genoese priest. For 20 years, he was a busy painter and engineer in Genoa. Following his mother's death and sister's marriage, the order expected his return, although Strozzi requested a release from his vows. Contemporary biographer Raffaella Soprani records that Strozzi was imprisoned and later made an amazing escape through clever disguise, after which his brother-in-law accompanied him to Venice for sanctuary. Sometime after his arrival in 1630, Strozzi painted M&G's tender Christ and the Samaritan Woman, a subject he repeated at least three times. Although Strozzi wasn't Venetian-born, he received prominent commissions and became highly regarded, even being awarded the title of Monsignor, an ecclesiastical rank of honor bestowed only by the Pope. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.